Yevamos Yerushalmi corresponds to Yevamos Babli. Daf Chof, we begin Yerushalmi on the Daf Yud Aleph on the base of the first Mishnah. That's Halacha Gimel. Klal Om will be Yevamah, Koshi Yasura, Issa Erva, like Halitza Salei, Mis Yevamos. The general rule is any Issa of Erva does neither Yibam nor Halitza. Issa Mitzvah, the Issa Kedusha, Halitza Salei, Mis Yevamos. An Issa of Mitzvah, which is cases of Arayis Medrabonon, like the Mishnah is going to explain soon, or Issa Kedusha, which is Chayavei Lavim, that's Chalitza B'not Yibam. Choysa Shi Yivimta Oy Chalitzas Oy Mis Yivimis. A sister, that is his Yivama, that's Chalitza or Yibam. The Gemara says, Amar Bizeira Ad Da'anan Taman Afginan Arba Abaisei Min Da'ad Achoysa Shi Yivimta Oy Mis Yivimis Chut Mebitei. Muzeira said that when I was there in Babel, I found for 14 of the 15 Arayis in the first Mishnah, her sister is her Yevama, she can do Yibam, means all 15 except for his daughter. When I came here to Achisar, I heard what Rebchia taught. Tani Rebchia, Bitoy me anasasai, Nesua la achiv me aviv, Zivila achis me aim, Neish acher, Nesua la achiv asheni. She say, Umesu, Bloibonim, Areze, Osa, Bavitoi, Umuta, Ba'achisa. Here, taught in a Baisa that Reuven's daughter, Zureb, who married his paternal brother, Shimon, and she has a maternal sister from another man, married to a second brother, Levi, and Shimon and Levi died, Reuven is forbidden to his daughter and permitted to his sister. Adahi, Achisa, Kashihi, Yivimta, Mithyavemis. This is the case in which her sister is a Yivama, and she can do Yibam. Pashipshita Adam Milsa. Issa Mitzah ve Issa Kedusha Chalatz Nifter Tzvasa. The following is obvious. An Issa of Mitzah or Issa Kedusha, since Midaraisa he may do Yibam, if he did Chalitza to her, her Sarah is exempted. Uva'aleha, so the implication is if he had relations with her, what's the law? Rav Yosa Amma Espalgun Eblaza Rav Yosa answered that the Amoraim disagreed about this. The brother says that her tzar is not exempted, and Rav Yochanan says that she is exempted. Rav Shammai Mechal Shmua. Rav Shammai said that they said the opposite. The brother says that she's exempted, and Rav Yochanan disagrees. Mistava al Rav Shammai Devechol Ata Rav Blaza Samach Rav Chia Rabba Titani. Rabbi Chia Issa Mitzvah Issa Kedusha Cholos La Uba'aleha Nistar Tzavasa. Presumably Rabbi Shammai is correct because everywhere Rabbi Lazar is close to Rabbi Chia Rabba and Rabbi Chia taught that Issa of Mitzvah or Issa Kedusha he did Chalitza to or had relations with her, her Sarah is exempted. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalet, Issa Mitzvah Shniyos Midivei Sefer. Issuim of Mitzvah are Shniyos, which are Issuim and Drabon. Issa Kedusha Amon Alekain Gadol Gush v'chalutza kain hedjet, namzeh v'nesin l'Yisrael, v'asisor l'mamdun anosin. Issuim of Kedusha are a widow to a kain gadol, a divorcee or chalutza to a regular kain, a mamzeh or nesina to a Yisrael, and a basisor to a nosin or mamzeh. The Gemara says, Issa mitzah arayas midibay seifim, mitzah minateru l'shmaiz dibay seifim. The Gemara says, Issuim of mitzah are arayas midrabanon. They're called Issuim mitzah because it's a mitzah from the Torah to obey the Chachamim. Ve'issa kedusha amon elekain gadol gush l'chutz l'kain hedjet v'kidash toy gias lechem elekecha hu makriv. Issuim of kedusha are a widow to a kain gadol, a divorcee or chalutza to a regular kain. They're called issuim kedusha based on the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Chof Aleph pasuk Ches, and you shall sanctify him because he offers the bread of your God. Ve'issim de mechalfin, you say issa mitzvah amon elekain gadol gush l'chutz l'kain hedjet. Ela mitzvahs v'chol shem mitzvah achas. Some switch them and say Issuim mitzvah refers to a widow to a kohen gadol, and they will see a chalutza to a regular kohen. As it says, Elu mitzvahs, which is a pasuk at the end of Sefer Vayikra, summarizing all of the mitzvahs in the Sefer, including those of the Kohanim. Therefore, you see the Kohanim's mitzvahs are referred to as mitzvahs. The Issa Kedusha Arayas Midivei Seifim. Issa Kedusha refers to Arayas Midrabanan. Amar Yud ben Pazvi, Velama Samach, a cost of Parshis Arayis, a Parshis Kedoshim, I should say, Velam Dechaz Shekom Mishu Parish Ben Arayis Nekra Kodesh. Rav Pazi says, why did the Torah put Parshas Arayos next to the Parsha of Kadoshim? It's to teach that anyone who separates from Arayos is called Kadosh. So the Shunamis told her husband, I know that Ish Elohim Elisha is Kadosh. Amaviona, Kadosh Ruvain Talmidai Kadosh. Viona said he was Kadosh, but his Talmud, Gehazi, was not Kadosh. The Avin Amma, Shulai Hibit Ba. The Avin said that she said Elisha was Kadosh because he didn't look at her. Rabban Amin Shulai Ra Tipuskeri Miyamav. Rabban says because he never saw a drop of semen in all of his days. Amsei de Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Amma Minyoime Lechames Mila Bisha Amanoi Demari. The servant of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, all my days, I never saw a lowly matter, which means semen on my matters, on my master's garments. Meaning he never had a seminal emission. The Gemara said it says, and Gehazi approached Lahadfa. What's the meaning of Lahadfa? Am Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, shenosen yodei behoid shebiyofer ben dadea. Yosi ben Chanina answered that he put his hand in the hoi, means the peak of her beauty, to push her away, means between her breasts.